smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile, 'cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I reminisce. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I reminisce. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. In the Texas redistricting battle, Republican Senator John Cornyn says federal officials will help track down missing Democrats. Trevor Sahaki reports from Dallas.
He says that the FBI is now going to get involved with the search for those Texas House Democrats that left the state house earlier this week and are now holed up in places like Illinois, New York, Massachusetts. Earlier this week, Senator Cornyn called on the FBI. He asked the FBI Director Kash Patel to help out with the location and bringing those Texas House Democrats back.
There is a shakeup at the FBI. A senior official who was acting director in the first weeks of the Trump administration is out. Brian Driscoll resisted demands to turn over the names of agents who participated in the Capitol riot investigations. He's one of three exits, as our Pat Milton reports.
The other agents being forced out include Steve Jensen, head of the FBI Washington field office, who worked on January 6 investigations, and Walter Giardino, who played a role in Trump-related probes. No specific reason was given for the terminations. More are expected.
The federal government's bringing federal hate crime charges against the suspect accused of killing two Israeli embassy staffers in Washington back in May. Jeanine Pirro, the top federal prosecutor in D.C., spoke today about an increased federal law enforcement presence in the nation's capital.
Both the Trump administration as well as the Metropolitan Police Department are looking to increase law enforcement efforts because of the violence we're seeing across this country, across this city.
President Trump officially began levying higher import taxes on dozens of countries today. When will American consumers feel the pinch? CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
It's likely going to take a couple of months because, remember, we're just starting to see the impact of these higher prices on the inflation rate. And these are tariffs going back to March and April. So it takes a little bit of time in terms of how much. It's also going to be how much the companies tried to absorb.
Two people died when a helicopter crashed into a barge on the Mississippi River in Illinois.
All you seen was a fiery ball, and it came, you know, across and landed on this Missouri side barge that was staged up here waiting to go through the lock.
The two killed were aboard the aircraft. There are no other reported injuries. President Trump is recognizing nearly 100 past recipients of the Purple Heart at the White House today. That includes several service members who gave him their own medals following the attempt on his life back in Butler, Pennsylvania. On Wall Street today, investors have been following the developments in the trade war. The Dow currently off 280 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Thunderstorms could roll through this afternoon through early tomorrow with a chance of strong to severe storms with large hail and damaging winds. After the storms clear, hot and humid weather is likely to stick. We'll get the latest coming up in the forecast. NCIS is investigating that fatality at Naval Station Great Lakes. The Lake McHenry County Scanner website reports a man died from a gunshot wound at the base's firing range yesterday afternoon. Officials say there was no active shooter threat and the medical examiner was called to the scene. The victim's name has not yet been made public. The elimination of the Sturtevant Police Department was a topic this morning on the Don Rosen Show. Brett McCoy, president of the Sturtevant Professional Police Association, and Officer Matthew Bagansky with Sturtevant Police joined the program. They talked about how the department is facing a possible shutdown as the village board debates a plan to outsource law enforcement to the Racine County Sheriff's Office. The two said they had no warning about the proposal and are asking the community to give their thoughts. The next discussion on the issue is scheduled for the board meeting on August 12th. You can hear that full interview at WRJN.com. Racine leaders say they've fulfilled their obligations in a long contract dispute with the firefighters union over health insurance language. The union disagrees and put out a statement earlier in the week saying that a state labor board has ruled in their favor. The union says they plan to seek more state guidance. And Racine Unified is launching a new program to address the rise in student vaping. Check out the report on the Racine County Eye about how they're focusing on education and support rather than punishment. You can go deeper on that vaping story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back home with the night off after beating the Braves last night in Atlanta 5-4 after sweeping the Nationals. Pat Murphy seemed stunned they were able to win three in a row in Atlanta against the struggling Braves.
They're not playing for anything right now other than they're just good players. And I respect their team a great deal. I respect the Braves organization, and to come in here is very unusual.
NFL, the Packers in their third week of training camp. Christian Watson continues his rehab after suffering a torn ACL 7 months ago against the Bears. How soon will he be able to play?
I mean, I don't have a timeline as of right now. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, get back to feeling 100%, doing, you know, everything I need to do out there, and I'll kind of just let the trainers and everything, you know, as far as all just been, you know, feeling really good. I'm able to just keep on going out there and attacking my rehab, and oh yeah, it's been going real good.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
And muggy today, with high temperatures reaching the upper 80s and feeling more like near 90 degrees. With mixed skies, chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon become more likely tonight. Some of those could linger through early tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Taking local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And now a song that was written by Stephen Stills. The song is not about anti-war gatherings, but rather youth gatherings protesting anti-loitering laws. From 1966, it's Buffalo Springfield, and For What It's Worth on WRJN.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
Radio Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
Timeless hits, WRJN. No game tonight for your first place Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers are off today, back in action tomorrow to take on the Mets, and that's going to be a 6:35 broadcast tomorrow night. Brewers baseball brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. Off tonight, back in action tomorrow on WRJN.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
Tired of long lines and crowded big box stores? Shop local and save big at Christiano's. Stock up on pantry staples, grab fresh Lee's Deli subs, and don't miss $5 deals on plain t-shirts. Need a money order? $1 flat fee up to $1,000. Christiano's makes it easy to stretch your hard-earned dollars. And now, you can pay your utility bills or send money anywhere, all in one stop. No gimmicks, just real value and great prices every day. Go to Christiano's, 21st and Kearney Avenue in Racine.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
Just a fool in love.
54. It's the Penguins and Earth Angel on WRJN. How good are you at Scrabble? The 2025 Scrabble Players Championship kicks off in Maryland this weekend. It's an annual event. It's North America's largest competitive Scrabble gathering, and it draws elite players from around the globe. You're going to have to battle through 31 mind-bending games if you want to get that coveted title.
Kiss. goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee. La-di-da-di-da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Terry Havel takes you on a journey through rock history with Rock and Roll Never Forgets. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's 4 hours of stories, stars, and timeless tracks, including a few you haven't heard in years. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. At this point, there's at least consensus about more discussions. The elimination of the Sturtevant Police Department was a topic this morning on the Don Rosen Show. Brett McCoy, president of the Sturtevant Professional Police Association, and Officer Matthew Bagansky with Sturtevant Police joined the program. They talked about how the department is facing a possible shutdown as the village board debates a plan to outsource law enforcement to the Racine County Sheriff's Office. McCoy posed a question to the community.
You know, I ask the citizens of Sturtevant and then the citizens of Racine area, would you rather have local control or would you rather have an outside agency to come in and do your police services? Just look at the quality of service aspect of it.
The two said they had no warning about the proposal and are asking the community to give their thoughts. The next discussion on the issue is scheduled for the board meeting on August 12th. You can hear that full interview at WRJN.com. Thunderstorms could roll through this afternoon through early tomorrow with a chance of strong to severe storms with large hail and damaging winds. After the storms clear, hot and humid weather is likely to stick. We'll get the latest coming up in the forecast. Getting north through Racine County on the interstate may be a little slow. Drivers on a stretch near Highway 20 should prepare for delays today as the DOT closes two inside lanes for pavement repairs. One lane will reopen this afternoon, but the other will stay closed all weekend as the concrete sets. Officials are warning drivers to plan for backups. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. Slight storm chance. Lows in the low 70s. Hazy, hot, humid tomorrow. High in the upper 80s to 90. Heat index approaching 100. 80s and muggy for the weekend. Scattered storms possible. Currently, it's 85.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand and nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name and you know wherever I am I'll come running, oh yeah baby, to see you again. Spring, summer, or fall, got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes I will. No, you've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh yeah, yeah. Got a friend.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. So who swears the most? Is it Canadians, Britons, or folks from the U.S.? The U.S., right? Wrong. A study of swearing habits in Canada, Britain, and the U.S. suggests that Canadians are the most likely to curse when conversing with friends. The poll found 56% of Canadian respondents admitted to using profanity on a regular or occasional basis while talking with friends, compared with 51% in Britain and just 46% in the U.S.
Walk out, Bill, don't you walk out, we got things to say. Talk out, let's have the talk, talk and things will be okay. It's a little bit mean.
Stories and Timeless Hits on WRJN, where you can listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show. His show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week, and now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Riding Hood.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and we're just over an hour away from today's 5 o'clock class reunion. It's three great songs from one great year, and today we feature the class of 1964. We'll also recap some of the big stories and memories of our featured year. It's coming up just after 5 on WRJN.
Don't sweat the small stuff this summer. The savings are huge with WRJN Big Deals. From restaurants to retail to personal care, score discounted gift certificates from your favorite local spots. And don't forget, the Big Deal of the Day drops every Wednesday and Friday with 50% savings while supplies last. Save big, no sweat. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and visit your oasis of savings, WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Nothing beats the sound of a perfect strike and the taste of victory.
Yes!
Celebrate your win at Angry Brothers Pub with sizzling wings, burgers, barbecue, or the legendary Friday fish fry. Relax on the patio or in the sand with a cold drink in your hand. Plus, fall bowling and volleyball leagues are filling up fast. If you want fun or fierce competition, there's a spot for you. All the fun you want, all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644, and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644, or online at hoglawyer.com.
Oh,
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Then, what's our most hated food? We'll tell you coming up.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There may be a pause in the construction of an immigrant detention center in Florida, CBS's Wendy Gillette reports.
A federal judge has ordered construction to be temporarily halted at the immigration detention center in the Florida Everglades, dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. A lawsuit was filed against federal and state officials alleging the violation of environmental laws. ICE is also dealing with the death of a detainee at its facility in central Pennsylvania. Chinese citizen, 32-year-old Cha Fong Gi, was found hanging by his neck in a shower room Tuesday morning. It's the 15th death in ICE custody since October, a higher number compared to other years.
There have been more firings at the FBI, including a former acting director who resisted demands to turn over the names of agents who participated in the Capitol riot investigations. And Jake Ray Rosen reports the Justice Department has hired a January 6th defendant.
He was, according to charging documents and body cam footage, yelling at police in that moment in which he called them Nazis and Gestapo for defending the Capitol as thousands of people flooded upon it. In addition to that, he shouted, kill them, about the police officers to the other people in the crowd.
He will now be an advisor to the Justice Department. The U.S. Air Force said today it will deny early retirement pay to transgender service members who are being separated from the military. Russia says a meeting could take place between between President Trump and Vladimir Putin next week. CBS's Nancy Cordes with White House reaction.
The White House has a slightly different message. They say, yes, the president is open to meeting with Putin and that could happen soon, but that...